This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. National Relations Board unanimously vacated its recent high-brand joint employer ruling in light of an Inspector General report that faulted board member Bill Emanuel for improperly participating in that case, meaning that the 2015 Browning-Ferris test for determining joint employment is once again law of the land. There's a federal investigation involving banking fraud related to loan applications by the owners of Newsweek magazine, which currently seems to be tanking. Chairman and co-founder of Newsweek Media Corp, Etienne Uzak, and the company's finance director, Marion Kim, who are married, both resigned. Uzak and Newsweek Media Group's other founder, Jonathan Davis, have long-standing ties to Olivet University, a New York Bible college. The company has provided internships to students and alumni. Davis has taught journalism at the school, and his wife, Tracy Davis, is the president. Part of the issue is undisclosed related party transactions. Reports indicate that most companies are using their new tax bonanza to buy back stock rather than increase wages of workers. Stock buybacks help investors and top executives, benefiting the top 1% primarily. Reportedly, Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is soon to be fired. Be fined millions by the NFL for actions harmful to the league for his public dispute with other owners over kneeling before the flag and the commissioner's contract. The fines will require reimbursement to the NFL for their legal expenses incurred by Jones's threats and bullying. Facebook recently announced that it was using artificial intelligence to scan posts and live video streams on its social network for signs of possible suicidal thoughts. If the system detects certain language patterns, such as friends posting comments like, "Can I help?" or "Are you okay?", it may assign a certain algorithmic score to the post and alert a Facebook review team. Jared Kushner, senior advisor and son-in-law to President Trump, has had his security clearance downgraded. In Taiwan, there was a run on toilet paper that highlights the high price sensitivity of the Taiwanese market, where wages have stagnated for years while housing prices have gone up. President Tsai Ing-wen has made increasing wages a central goal for her administration this year. The Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.